It's Fred Nats on Deck, a Thursday night here in Fredericksburg with the Fred Nats going for their third straight win over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Eric Bach joined by the minor league hitting coordinator of the Washington Nationals, Tommy Everidge, who's in town filling in for Mike Cabas, who's taking his days off here this week. Tommy, good to see you. What do you view your role as? Obviously, you're a former hitting coach both at the minor league and major league level yourself. Are you just sliding right back in when Mike's gone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's fun. It's fun even when Mike is here. Yeah. But, yeah, it's kind of fun to be in charge of the cage again. And because, you know, we want them as coaches, you know, to eventually take my role or be a big league hitting coach. So I kind of observe and we talk about things and, you know, make sure we're still doing the same things we value. And then when I get to be the hitting coach, I get to be more vocal in the dugout and support our guys. And I think that's the one thing in this role that you miss when you're at home is you're not with anyone in person.
You're in year two of your current role, which is the hitting coordinator of the entire Washington minor league system. What do you really enjoy about this specific role that you have now?
I think it's really fun because you get to touch everyone. Like, I'd never even been to the DR in my coaching career, and I get to go down there, and they're doing a great job. And, you know, our goal is to kind of push the players to be better, and the better overall we are at doing things, the better we become. And so the DR is pushing the Florida FCL. I was just down there. They looked great, and they're pushing Freddie, and Freddie's pushing Wilmington. So it's really fun to see that.
You've been a hitting coach at the minor league level and the major league level. Now your focus is primarily on minor league players. What perspective do you think you can bring to them, having been to the big leagues both as a player and a coach?
Yeah, it was important. The experience, you know, you gain up there is it's the same game, but you have to be able to do certain things. And the one thing that was a big deal in the major leagues is you see everyone has velocity, but they also can locate. And so it's being able to handle fastballs at the top of the zone. You just got to be able to battle them and making sure these guys know that from a young age, because if you can hit a heater, you got a chance to fight. And so that's like kind of how we attack, like how do we go about the swings is, can you hit the pitches you're supposed to hit?
Talking with Tommy Everidge here on Fred Nats on Deck. In your first year in this role last year, the Fred Nats won the Carolina League Championship, and that had to have been cool for you to see that group of hitters in your first year come together and execute situation after situation on the way to that title.
Yeah, what I thought was cool is, you know, at this level, you know, everyone's going to struggle at some point, but to see them put up the competitive and quality at bats needed to win was huge, because you might not get a hit that day, but if you can do something like take a walk or move a runner or get the runner in from third, you might not get a hit, but you're helping the team win. And I think that gets lost sometimes nowadays is that we're trying to win the game. Yeah. So maybe a ground out for an RBI, that one run could be the difference.
As far as this Fred Nat team goes, this is the second straight homestand that you've been with us here in Fredericksburg. You were just visiting as a coordinator last time. Now you're filling in as the actual hitting coach. What do you make of this group? It's obviously on a roll right now.
Oh, well, you know what I'm proud of? Me and Mike were joking because we always view ourselves as so important. So I had to go see Florida. So there was 2 days where Mike and I weren't here. And the guys raked, and we were joking they don't need us, and you know, and then like we got real, and it's like, well, no, it's all that spring training work, and it's all that building trust and communications, the 30 days that led up to, they know what to do. Like, they need us, but they don't really need us, you know, and we want them to be their own coach eventually.
How do you describe Tommy Everidge, the hitting coach? What's the scouting report? If I'm a player that is joining your position player staff, as you're now my hitting coach, what am I going to get?
Well, you're going to get someone who cares about you, who's always going to be there for you, but will push you. And like I like to say, the right things are always right. So if you say to me, you keep telling me that, I'm doing my job. I'm telling you what it is, and we got to do that thing. So trying to be consistent and also having trust when not to say something. You know, just because a guy chases a slider, you know, we don't need to remind him of it. Like, I like to really try and keep the confidence in that their skill level is on par with the major league, their consistency is not. So trying to keep them, not taking them ever out of confidence.
Tommy Everidge with us here on Fred Nats on Deck. We go at 6:35 tonight. Tommy's going to be with us the rest of the week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.